9 effective strategies to lose weight and get fit. There is an overwhelming amount of information in the diet industry, which leads most fitness enthusiasts and dieters that want to lose weight very confused and frustrated. And unfortunately, the principles and guidelines of a successful exercise and diet program are not always understood. How many days per week should I exercise to lose weight? How long should each session be? At what intensity should I train to achieve the results I want? I'm bored. How can I change my program to overcome this plateau, lose weight, and make exercise fun again? Whether you are a beginner or a well-seasoned veteran needing alternative training methods, the following simple strategies will help you lose weight and achieve the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. 1. Make a commitment. Making a firm commitment is a critical first step towards successful weight loss. Take advantage of the interest you have in losing weight today. Don't say, "I'll start after the holidays," or "one of these days I'll be ready." Buy new exercise shoes and weights, take a walk, plan this week's meals, and make a shopping list today. 2. Weigh yourself one time per day. Weekly weigh-ins are a staple of many popular diet programs, but studies now show that daily weighing is the key to lasting loss. When researchers at the University of Minnesota monitored the scale habits of 1,800 dieting adults, they found that those who stepped on every day lost an average of 12 pounds over 2 years, weekly scale watchers lost only 6, and were less likely to regain lost weight. The reason? The more often you monitor your results, the quicker you can catch the behavioural slip that causes weight gain. 3. Avoid stress. Stress can actually cause weight gain, particularly around the tummy, because physical and emotional stress activates the release of cortisol, a steroid that slows metabolism. 4. Eat healthily. Eat. It may sound crazy to those trying to lose weight by severely restricting their daily caloric intake, but the problem with this old school of thought is that it actually slows metabolism. Ideally, your daily intake of calories will break down like this: 45 to 65% from carbohydrates, 10 to 35% from protein, and 20 to 35% from fat. The American Heart Association recommends eating no more than 7% of your daily calories in saturated fat. And make sure you load up on fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. They'll help provide lifelong protection from a host of health problems, including cancer and heart disease. Keep in mind too that when you're planning your diet, you're making lifelong changes. Don't deprive yourself of foods you like or that your body needs. Just eat less of the more fattening ones. 5. Don't skip breakfast. It's a fact that people who eat a healthy breakfast are skinnier than people who don't. 6. Drink lots of water. Drink lots of water. Your body needs it to burn fat. 7. Drink green tea. There are unhealthy things that can boost your metabolism, like a really strong cup of coffee or nicotine. Instead, go for green tea, which is known to stimulate metabolism longer and more effectively than coffee. 8. Change your exercise. Add weightlifting. This increases muscle mass, which burns calories faster than fat. Muscle is also denser than fat, so although your body may be firm, the scales might not show a low number. Eat and drink water within an hour before your workout, or you might not reach peak intensity. Eat and drink water within an hour after your workout, when your body is more receptive to replenishment. Rather than just adding more minutes of exercise, increase the intensity. Walking a mile and a half in 30 minutes burns about 120 calories, but running 3 miles in that same half hour burns 365 calories. Try to burn more calories during non-workout time by always taking the stairs, parking far away, and walking when you can. 9. Sleep well and lose weight. Studies published in the Journal of the American Medical Association suggest that sleep loss may increase hunger and affect the body's metabolism, which may make it more difficult to maintain or lose weight. Sleep loss appears to do two things. 1. Makes you feel hungry even if you are full. Sleep loss has been shown to affect the secretion of cortisol, a hormone that regulates appetite. As a result, individuals who lose sleep may continue to feel hungry despite adequate food intake. 2. Increases the fat tissues in the body and the muscles lose their strength. Sleep loss may interfere with the body's ability to metabolize carbohydrates, which leads to high levels of blood sugar. Excess blood sugar promotes the overproduction of insulin, which can lead to the storage of body fat and insulin resistance, a critical step in the development of diabetes. If you are facing the problem of sleep apnea, you are surely lacking nutrition. Therefore, the following food items should be given importance if you want to sleep well. Cereals. They contain complex carbohydrates and starch that yields more energy than any other food. They increase the production of a hormone called endorphin, which controls mental illnesses such as mood swings, anxiety, and depression. Nuts and strawberries are products that yield you the same advantages. Oats and bananas. Products like porridge that are made from oat flakes increases the serotonin levels in the brain. It can produce an excellent relaxing effect. Tuna, the oily fish, richly contains calcium and therefore it keeps the anxiety level under control. As the oily fish is a source of omega oil 3, it is helpful for general health. Favourite foods for losing weight: oranges, apples and grapefruit, cereal, salad, quiche, yogurt, almonds, peanut butter, hummus, also known as pureed chickpeas, garlic and a little lemon juice, salsa, spicy sauce of tomatoes and onions and chili peppers.